This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Economic contradictions question policies. Sometimes you just have to scratch your head and wonder what's happening when it doesn't add up to expectations and usual information. I had that feeling as I read several things about the economy recently. On the one hand, contrary to a lot of talk from the White House, the U.S. has lost 100,000 manufacturing jobs over the last year, signaling a continued retreat rather than any kind of revival. On the other hand, manufacturing productivity increased and manufacturing shipments bumped up over 4%. Is this a speed up? Is it our factories working smarter? Is this the oft-promoted first sign of an advantage from artificial intelligence, robots, or what? A long op-ed in the Times was also as fascinating as it was confounding. Among the data points, as the reporter looked at the situation while taking a deep dive in Hickory, North Carolina, a former furniture center, were these. Economists looking at the China shock to the U.S. economy now calculate that the job growth in areas hurt by Chinese competition has outpaced growth in areas less affected. This growth can be attributed mostly to the sharp rise in service industry employment. Since 2017, median household income in the hardest hit regions has grown faster than the national average, Moody calculates, after years of lagging behind. The rate of people moving into these regions has also increased. The extensive water and sewer systems required for the textile and furniture industries help persuade Apple, Microsoft, and Google to build thirsty data centers in the area. The service jobs that replace factory ones pay less, but that's generally true in Hickory, where production jobs pay an average of $22.15 compared with $17.60 for healthcare support. But that beats the decline of the previous two decades. All of this contradicts what had been the common wisdom, narrative, and explanation. None of this is due to Trump policies or his tariffs. Workers have aged and benefit systems are holding them in place. Communities are investing in amenities in downtown development, educational opportunity, and amenities for young families and workers while adding jobs mainly in the service sector, particularly healthcare. If Hickory is a canary in the coal mine rather than an outlier, the fact that after falling for nearly 20 years, the number of people ages 18 to 39 has been rising in the Hickory area since 2017 is a strong heartbeat of recovery. The other key factor has been the migration of immigrant workers into the community. The Hispanic population of the Hickory area is now over 10%. Of course, the Trump deportation and anti-immigration programs are hurting this part of the community and threatening its revival. What about Trump's drumbeating for tariffs? Most furniture manufacturers were burned when they exported work to China, now finding they were in fact training the Chinese to take over their jobs and market. Some of the survivors who switched to high-end goods when they couldn't compete with imports aren't finding tariffs helpful, saying his company's tariff bill is more than 10 times what it was before Trump took office, and the president's on-again, off-again tariff decisions chew up hundreds of hours of executive time calculating how much to increase prices. There seem to be a lot of lessons here, way above my job grade, but rather than the knee-jerk administration policies, maybe they should be scratching their heads like I am and looking at Hickory and the other statistics as the direction to move for different and better policies and programs, including maintaining benefits, support for urban development, health care, and retraining investments, among other things. That's just what I say. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.